This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Silicon Valley has a problem with diversity. That much isn't really news. What is what's going on in the high-tech pipeline to change that, specifically at Howard University in Washington, D.C., an historically black college where Facebook and Google and Pinterest and a whole bunch of other companies are making the rounds, and where one professor in particular is leading the charge. Wahine Vara wrote about it for Bloomberg Businessweek. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
So talk to me about this guy. Leland Burge is his name, and he's been working on it, but hasn't really had a lot of success, has he, getting diversity into Silicon Valley and engineering?
Yeah, so Leland Burge, became the chair of the Howard Computer Science Department in 2006. And around that time, he aggressively started trying to get Silicon Valley companies to visit Howard and recruit and hire his students. And they weren't really hearing him. He wasn't really getting much of a response. And then in 2013, Google showed up at Howard by embedding a computer scientist from Google there to teach some classes. And this year, he has 28 seniors in his undergrad computer science class. And of those, he knows of only two who have jobs lined up in Silicon Valley. And so all this hard work hasn't yet really resulted in much success.
You talk about Maxine Williams, who's the head of diversity at Facebook, who we've had on this program. She visits Howard at some point, and in the course of conversations with her and other Facebook employees, it almost seemed like there was more a conversation about diversity than actually jobs and coding.
Yeah. So one challenge is that companies are going to Howard in part because, you know, Howard has a lot of talented computer science students who right. happen to be black. And so they show up and they want to talk. They kind of want to talk about diversity, and the people showing up at these universities, too, often have titles with the word diversity in them. And so that's their focus. And the students at Howard sort of understandably are like, well, why don't you just talk to us the way you talk to the Stanford kids or the MIT kids or the kids at another university that doesn't happen to be a historically black college. And so students just didn't like it. It left a bad taste in their mouth. I will say that the following fall, Facebook came back and held more events that were tech-focused, that were recruiting-focused, and the students really liked it and it went over well. So I think these relationships are evolving.
All right, so let's get back to the headline, the title of this piece, Why Doesn't Silicon Valley Hire Black Coders? It's not for lack of trying. What is it for then?
Right. So there are a couple of reasons that I identified through reporting on this story. One is that there are still maybe some unconscious biases present at companies that recruiters or hiring managers just aren't aware of. And companies are trying to educate their employees in these biases that could influence the way people look at job candidates of color. The other thing, though, is that it's true that a lot of historically black colleges have focused in the past, and this is true especially of Howard, on sending kids on to master's degrees or PhD programs, which requires teaching classes and things like theory. Silicon Valley wants kids who just know how to code and know how to code really well. They want like hardcore programming skills. They want these people to be doing projects in class where they're building apps, building software programs. And so Howard hadn't done that in the past and is just starting to do that. And so kids who are seniors now may not have gotten a lot of practice in these skills. Kids who are freshmen and sophomores at Howard are starting to get that practice. And so I think if we talk again in 5 years, I think some of these things will have changed.
Wahine Vara is a contributor to Bloomberg Businessweek. She's got a piece, the cover story in the most recent issue called Why Doesn't Silicon Valley Hire Black Coders? Wahine, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.